Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to say I do apologize for our late start this morning, but I am going to jump right in, and I want to thank everyone that is on the call this morning and those that may not be able to join us today. I hope all you ladies had a wonderful week and that God moved tremendously on your behalf on last week. Since we are starting a little late this morning, I want to just go right in and get everyone's prayer request so that we can actually move through that and then jump right into our prayer on this week. Do want to allow everyone to have some moments and words to say on today, and so we're going to move ahead and do things just a little bit differently on this morning. If there are any callers on the line right now, I would like for you to actually start out with giving me your prayer request on this morning.
This is Confident Woman.
Good morning.
Good morning. Focus. Energy. Favor. Those are mine.
Okay, I have focus, energy, and favor for you on this week. Do we have any other callers on the line at this time?
No.
Okay, so I guess it's just you and I this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and put in my prayer request this morning. I do have a list of things that I do want to ask the Lord for on this week. I need some guidance. I need some understanding. His knowledge and wisdom as to how to apply the things that he actually gives me. I need to concentrate. I'm asking also for restoration. I am asking him to also open the door for my internship and my practicum that I need to go forward in my degree requirements. Also, I am asking for his will to be done in my life and for me to move my will out of his way so that his will can be done. Okay. anyone else joined since I've gone through and given my prayer request. Are there any more requests?
Yes, this is Ruth Governor. She is. This week I'd like the Lord to keep me focusing on task, to give me direction and instruction, and continue to work on my relationship with him.
Strengthen your relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Focus, direction, instruction, and strong relationship with him. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have anyone else on the line this morning? Okay, woman discovering who you are, did you want to lead us into prayer this morning? How are you feeling about that?
That's fine. Just give me a quick review of the request since I just joined in so I can make sure I include, if you can.
I didn't understand you.
A quick review of the request so I can make sure I add them in.
Okay. I have guidance, understanding, knowledge, wisdom, healing, concentration, restoration, a door to be open for internship / practicum for my degree requirements, for God's will to be done in my life. Focus, energy, favor, direction, instruction, and a stronger relationship with him.
Okay.
Did I need to repeat that again for you?
You can say it one more time to make sure I got everything.
Okay. We'll start from the top. I got guidance, understanding, mm-hmm. knowledge, wisdom, healing, concentration, restoration, an internship / practicum for my degree requirements, not my will, but his will be done in my life, focus, energy, favor, direction, instruction, and a stronger relationship with him.
All right. Is that everything?
I believe so, unless someone else has joined us since I've gone over the prayer request list.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Any other requests? Okay. Apologize for that. Go ahead.
That's okay. Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come before you humbly as we know how, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for another day, God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, Lord, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, clothing us in our right mind, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength on today, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we come before you humble as we know how, Lord, Father God, seeking your face on this morning, Lord, Father God. Lord, seeking your mercy and your grace, Lord, Father God. Lord, asking you to forgive us, Lord, Father God. Lord, if we've done anything, said, thought, anything that was outside your will, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, you said when two more gathered in your name, Lord, that you would be there in the midst, Lord, hallelujah, God. And, Lord, we're asking you to come into prayer this morning, Lord, Father God. Lord, we ask you to incline your ear, Lord, Father God, and hear our prayers on this morning, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to give us how and what to pray, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, you know the desires of our hearts, Lord, Father God. And, Lord, we ask, Lord, that your will be done in our lives, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask, Lord, that we not lean to our own understanding, Lord, Father God. Lord, that we continue to lean, trust, and depend on you, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you to give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on this morning, Lord, Father God. Lord, that we would know what we need to do in each and every situation, Lord, Father God. Lord, that we know how to walk this walk of glory, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, that we know what to do and how to do, Lord, Father God. Lord, that you show us what our next move will be, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, Father God, to continue to give us direction and instruction, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, Father God, to deal with us, Lord, Father God, on our bedsides, Lord, Father God. Lord, we're asking you to give us things in our spirit, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, on how things need to go, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we need your guidance, Lord, Father God. Lord, you said acknowledge you in all things, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you to order our steps, Lord, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Guide our mind, our thoughts, and our words, and our actions, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking to you, Lord, Father God, for where our help comes from, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we know all things are possible with you, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, the sister's looking for an internship or a practicum, Lord, Father God, according to her degree, Lord, Father God. Lord, we ask you to open the door that no man can close, hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you walk into an opportunity, Lord, Father God. Show where to look, Lord, Father God. Where to inquire, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, Father God. Lord, for what you already done for us, Lord, hallelujah, God. God, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you're doing right now, hallelujah, God. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you're yet going to do, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we're looking for a stronger walk with you, Lord, Father God, a closer relationship, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we want to, Lord, Father God, keep our minds focused, Lord, Father God, and our affection on things that are above, Lord Father God, and not on things of this earth, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we want to serve you with a whole heart and a whole mind, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and let nothing separate us from your love, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord Father God. God, we praise you, Lord Father God. Lord, keep us focused, Lord Father God. Keep us on concentration, Lord Father God. Keep us on task, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us not veer to the left or the right, Lord Father God, but keep us on the right path, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, Lord, that your will may be done in our lives, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord Father God. We ask you, Lord Father God, that would be reproduced, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That we have results, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. That we bear fruits, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord Father God. God, we praise you, Lord Father God. Keep us motivated, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us have energy, Lord Father God, and strength, Lord Father God, to do what we need to do, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us organize our time right, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, making sure we include putting time in for you, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh God, bless our health, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Heal the sick, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, when you bless us, Lord Father God, let us remember, Lord Father God, continue to help those in need, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us not forget you, Lord Father God, or where you brought us from, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh Lord, we need thee, Lord Father God, every minute, every hour, every second, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, keep us focused, Lord Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, Father God. God, we praise you, Lord, Father God. Lord, we lift you up, Lord, Father God. We glorify and magnify your name, Lord, Father God. There's no other God we shall serve, Lord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you in advance, Lord, Father God, for the things that you yet have done, Lord, Father God, for the things you're going to do for us, Lord, Father God, that our mind can't even conceive, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in on this morning, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, do it for your people, Lord, Father God, the homeless, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, the hungry, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, Father God. God, we praise you, Lord, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the cleanse, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you, Lord, let it continue and grow, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless the organizer, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and continue to have your way in her life, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless the women that are on the call, Lord, Father God. Lord, the ones that missed the call, Lord, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, and continue to have your way in our lives, Lord, Father God. Lord, this we ask in your most precious and holy name, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God, we thank you, Jesus, God.
Declare and decree it in the name of Jesus.
It is so.
It is. Okay, now I want to give us a minute to actually breathe and let down our hair as we go forward in our cleanse. Again, I want to thank you, ladies. I know we are a little scrambled here this morning as we got started a little late, but it looks like we are actually catching up and getting back on schedule. With that said, I want to actually read this scripture that I feel is most needed on this week. And the reason why I feel that this scripture is so appropriate is because we are actually winding down on the cleanse. And as we are winding down, we are starting to lose our focus. We are starting to lose our dedication. We are starting to lose our commitment. We are attacked on every side. And it just seems like, you know, the closer we get to the end, that the enemy doesn't want us to get what God has orchestrated and designed for us. So he is putting these many obstacles and offenses in our path to see if we're going to continue on this journey and push forward towards that mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And the scripture that I want to elaborate on is Ephesians 6:11-12. It tells us to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'm sure all of you that are online today can relate to this. I mean, when we're trying to go forth and do things, it seems like we just don't have that push, just don't have that drive, just don't have that motivation to really push forward. And I'm speaking on myself, and I see that one of my sisters asked for, you know, focus and energy. And it's just feeling like we're at this point we're drained. And I know that I was talking to one of the other sisters, you know, as we talk on our daily week talk or whatever, we are just feeling so tired, like we can't push forward to do the necessary things that we need to do. So it's not that we are wrestling with ourselves. We're wrestling with these rulers of darkness and these powers that, you know, try to hold us back. And that is his purpose, is for him to keep us in this mold that we won't feel like we want to push on and see what God will have us to obtain in this hour. And his goal is that we don't attain or ever reach the promises of God, but to put distractions and things in our path so that we give up before we actually reach the promise. So I want to encourage each of the ladies on the line today that we continue to lift each other up in prayer, that we continue to you know, if we need to call one another to pray us through this time, because we want to get and see the results like the sister asked for in the prayer. And I was thinking that in my mind earlier that I should be asking God to show us the manifestation and show us the results of what he is actually doing in our lives, because that, too, is an encouragement to us to push us to hold on and to keep moving forward towards those things that God has promised us. So would any of you ladies like to have words at this time? I am actually opening up the floor to let you speak on anything that may have happened in your life on last week, any issues that you may be going through, anything that you want us to actually come together and pray on, anything that you feel led in your spirit to share with one another. I want to allow you to do so at this moment. So no one has anything of concern that they want to share with the ladies. I know that, you know, we're not on this walk or this journey alone. And it is, you know, there is strength in our unity. There is, you know, sisterhood that we could, you know, count on one another to help us through whatever we may be going through. I know I've had some challenges I've been facing or whatever, but I do realize that for myself, that I am, as they come, it's starting to get a lot easier to deal with. Although we still live in this human flesh, we still have feelings, we still bleed, we still cry. And but I want you all to know that in any way, whether it be prayer or whatever, if it's within my power, that I am here for you. And I do feel the same, that I can count on you ladies. And I want to thank you for being so dedicated and loyal and, you know, committed to our transformational cleanse on this time. And I know that as we move forward, that each time, as we've heard in time pass through cliches or whatever, every round goes higher and higher. And then we've also heard that another level, that we have to deal with more devils. So I know as we go higher, sometimes it may feel like God is not hearing us, or we're asking him, where is he in our situations? And it seems like he is at a distance and he's not answering us in the time that we feel that he should answer us. I know I've been in a place like that lately where I'm like, Lord, where are you? I know you with me because you said you'll never leave me or forsake me. But right now I don't feel like your presence is there. I'm praying and I'm asking you things and looking for results, and I don't see any. So I'm looking and I'm seeking and I'm trying to touch him. I'm trying to feel him. And he seems like he is so far from me at this point. I don't know if any of you could kind of understand what I'm saying, or if you've actually gone through something similar. Mm-hmm. That's the question, if anybody wants to help me out here. Have you felt like this, or is there something maybe else I should be doing to get the results that I need from right now? Or
No, you're absolutely right. It just requires some reflection. And my silence was just reflecting on the fact that that is so true. That's exactly what it's not. complaining that's there for me. It's not complaining. It is truly an acknowledgement of a fullness of life. And as exactly as you said, as obstacles which will always present themselves to distract you or derail you comes in your way, which is intended to have you not look to him, have you fall prey to the circumstance, have you give up. That's what it's designed to do, is just to have you give up and do all the things that are possible when people give up. And one of the things that I realize is with the fullness of life as it is right now, there's just a lack of time. If I can ask God to give me more time, that's what I would ask for, because it is exciting and it is wonderful to live in his fullness. It is exciting and overwhelming to see what is possible in his fullness. And the bottom line is just to acknowledge him for it. Just to thank him and say, yes, God, I see what you're able to do in my life, and to thank him for, yes, God, I see that, you know, this did not break me and this did not cause me to disown you, and this did not cripple me, and this did not make me want to take my life, and this didn't want me to have to give up, and this didn't let me want to drink or take drugs or so many other things that I could do to numb out. That didn't happen, and I thank you for that, God. You know, I really do. This didn't allow me to, you know, cuss my child out, and or all the little things that can happen when life presents itself in a full way. So the feeling tired and the feeling drained and the feeling a lack of focus, like you said, is right on time. It is right on time because of the fullness that he has given us access to. And we just need to take the moment necessary to acknowledge him and say, I got it. So much is possible with you and your grace. So much is possible. And now that you've given me access to it, so much is required.
Yeah. Yeah. And so little time, like you said, to do it. Okay. And, I've been finding my days also so consumed. And when I look back at it, my day is not consumed with him. It's consumed with things that I feel like I got to get done. I got to get up. I got to, some days because I'm in school, I may have stayed up all day, all night, getting ready for, you know, something that I'm doing. And I may be so tired in the morning that I don't spend as much time as I normally would with him. I found myself not reading as much, not journaling like I'm supposed to, because it just seems like my whole day is being consumed with stuff. And the most important part of my day should be about him. You know, but I found, and I'm just talking honestly about myself here, that I haven't had time to really, really get into probably that presence with him where he actually really wants me at. Now, yesterday in church, I did have a moment where I felt like I was in the presence of God and I could hear the Spirit of God ministering some things to me in that place. But I know that he is requiring so much more from me, you know, because I'm looking, I'm not, you know, my strength is in his word. My strength is in his presence. And without, and he still keeps us because his grace and his mercy is sufficient. And, but there comes a time when we put all these things before him where, you know, it does feel like he steps aside and say, okay, well, since they have it, I'll let them have it. And when they realize they don't have it, then they'll come back. You know, so that's kind of where I'm at. And sometimes, you know, because you don't see results, like you said, it's so easy to just say, you know, I've done all that I know to do with my self-righteous self and missing it because I don't see where I am off course or I am not doing quite like he wants me to or I should be doing, because a lot of times I know what I should be doing and I may not be doing them. So just talking with these ladies is actually helping me to kind of talk through these things and to kind of hear what the spirit is actually saying and how I get back on track. With them. Like this paper seemed like it was such a headache or whatever, and last night I just actually fell asleep on it, and it was actually due last night. So I'm actually going to be late getting it in, but I said, you know what, Lord, I can't even control over me going to sleep. I don't care how much caffeine I tried to drink. You just allow me to just fall asleep. And I was down at the last in the paper, but I am going to go ahead and still submit it, and whatever is whatever. You know, whatever is whatever. I don't know what will happen.
Have his way, not whatever is whatever, but have his way. He has never failed you. Have his way. He's never failed you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Whatever his will is, let it go forth. That's what I mean by whatever, whatever. I don't have this. I have no control over how tired I, you know, well, I do if I kind of probably put things into a better perspective. You know, manage my time more wisely.
But. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, over the past, I'd say, maybe 2 months, the Lord has been showing me some things. And actually through dreams, and he's been showing me that he wants to do this, he wants to do that, he wants to do this. And, you know, he showed me also getting a little overwhelmed. And he keeps telling me and letting me know that you can do it. And I'm like, there's other people that can do these things. But you know what? So I ask the Lord for balance. I need balance, and I need to be able to put him on my schedule like I should. And it is overwhelming, and, you know, you want to make sure that you put your time in because you know, it shows when you don't put your time in with him. And, you know, we all need him to move when we need him to move. And it's just, it's a little rough, especially, as you said, every round goes higher and higher. So you have more things finding you, more things coming at you, and you have to try to balance it all. But God is good, you know. And he's always there. We just have to lean on him, and we have to do things. Sometimes we don't do things like we should. You know, we don't have things in proper perspective. So, you know, when we should be doing one thing, we're doing something else. So, you know, I'm praying as well about the same thing for a focus, you know, to stay on task, to do what I need to do, not just for myself, but definitely for him. And to try to do all these things that he wants me to do, you know, without I can do it, but I always make the most wisest use of my time because Sheila wants to do what she wants to do too somewhere in there, you know, and not that he doesn't give us time because you say he'll give us rest, but, you know, I'm praying, Lord, keep my priorities in order and to help me do these things that I need to do. You know, the more you go, the more he said he gives
to those that have, you know. And so he knows all our abilities and what we can do, and, you know, we just have to make sure that we acknowledge him and everything and ask him to help us, put us on some kind of schedule so we can do what we need to do. But, you know, God got you. God knows where you've been at this week, and I know where you've been. And he'll be okay, Tawanda. He'll bless your paper. He'll take care of it. He knows.
You know, I truly believe that's why I just say, you know what, Lord, I'm going to rest right now. Because I there's nothing I can really do right now because I can't stay up right now. And then I would get a second wind, and then before I know it, I would be sleeping again until finally I just say, you know what, if she takes, I'm, and I was pretty satisfied with the contents of the paper, and
thank you.
Counting on that, the grade is up there, so if I lose a few points because I didn't hand it in on time, it wouldn't even matter.
But you know what, and I'm going to go back, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm going to go back to this because it just gets my spirit. We, and it's tough, but I'm talking to myself really, when we have time to do what we need to do sometimes, we're doing other things. So we really got to seek the Lord and ask
you right.
Or our steps, you know. We not look back and think about, Lord, man, I didn't get to do this, I didn't do that, because I was out doing something else that I wanted to do. You know, if he said we can do it, if he gave, you know, you to go to school, and I'm just speaking, we do it to ourselves sometimes, too, you know.
So
we really have to get our priorities in order and deny our flesh. Sometimes we have to deny our flesh, you know, or we have to pay the price. You know, my father used to say, Sheila, you're burning the midnight oil again, you know, because I would be up all night at the last minute, not the last minute necessarily, but late, studying, doing this and doing that. And it wasn't that I couldn't do it the day before or during the week. You know, sometimes I just want to unwind, and I want to relax, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and then I'll be stressed out trying to get done what I need to get done, you know. So, and I still do that to this day sometimes, so I'm going to work on that. You made me think about that, especially when he just dropped in my spirit. So, you know, I sit there, and I'm always asking him, why are you giving me so much to do? But when I have time to do things I could be doing, I'm not doing them, so...
And that's absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Like I did, well, I stepped away from it because I really needed a break because I had been all down through the week. And this week I can say that I was actually really diligent because I knew that we had what we had going on this week. And so, you know, when we didn't have, you know, choir rehearsal on Monday, I took the opportunity, I went to the library. I stayed at the library and did what I needed to necessarily do. Now, I probably could have not gone to the mall on Saturday or whatever, but I was already flung because I had already stayed up all night, Friday night, working on it still, and I felt like I needed to walk away from it. Now, I probably could have not walked away from it and that time I spent doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Satisfying and gratifying my flesh or whatever. I could have used that time to actually do that. But when I got back, I went right back to doing what I needed to do.
And I wasn't directing that towards you.
I didn't even take it in that sense because I know that you're absolutely right. This is just one time. This is just this time. But other times that I, like you said, I may have had the TV on, being distracted by the TV, might have been watching the TikTok. I know what you're saying is absolutely true. You know what I'm saying? Taking every opportunity instead of, you know, gratifying, you know, and doing the things that I want to do to satisfy my thing, not wanting to sacrifice anything, but wanting to have everything. So I totally get that, because I'm guilty. I am totally guilty. And I do realize that you weren't directing it at me. I'm just, you know, saying that I'm there. I'm there. There are times that I am distracted and just want to do what I want to do. That's why now I realize that when I have these things that I need to do, I need to go somewhere. Like, that's why I've been going to the library, because I know once I get home that home has so many distractions. You know what I'm saying? I might talk on the telephone. I might watch TV. I might be washing the dishes or whatever. It's like when you get in your house, you have 101 things you feel like you need to do, and then when it's time to give God a little bit of time, you're so tired because you done did everything else. Mm-hmm. So I'm totally, totally with what you said. I've been there a number of times. So now, with that said, I know that I need to, and I have been thinking about it anyway, that I just have to, and that's not only even in my schoolwork, that's with church, that's with work, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's areas in which I need to tighten up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we all do. I was listening to this radio program the other day, and I'm glad I came across it. And the man was saying we have to use our time wisely, you know. We have to take every opportunity to, you know, feed our spirit, you know, whether we reading or praying, and, you know, on top of everything else that we do, we have to. And I said, okay, God, I'm going to try to get this thing. But it's hard. It's hard. It's sometimes it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be praying this week. Lord, help me to use my time wisely. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, I'm going to say my fault. It'd be my fault.
Me too.
I ain't gonna say our, because I'm pointing the finger at myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pointing the finger at myself. So, but I thank you, ladies, for us just going through this conversation and just talking things out. And I know that it has helped me too. And sometimes it just helps to, you know, be able to communicate with one another. You know, the different struggles that you're actually going through, because somebody else can help you see it from another perspective, something that you may not even be thinking about, or even may have been thinking about. And sometimes, you know, we shrug things off. And then someone will actually come and say something, and that helps to validate those thoughts that you may have had. So, you know, this talking, you know, helps us to be able to see that, you know, the things that he is placing in our spirit, not only are we going through it, but my sister across town is going through the very same thing. But if we can come together, and now I'm understanding and I'm getting a revelation about this thing, is if we can come together, you know, as we have on this phone and just talk and reason or whatever, that we can leave filled with what God is really actually saying to us and knowing how to apply it. Because I'm sure that each of us know now that we need to manage our time wisely.
And as I'm talking to you, I'm laughing to myself because, you know, I was talking to the Lord yesterday, saying some things to him, and I've been telling him, last week, you know, I wasn't feeling well last week, the last 2 weeks. So, you know, as far as trying to come home and give him some time. I've been very slack. And I was saying some things to him yesterday, and I am feeling better. I'm getting there. And last night, a couple of times, and I know it was the Lord trying to get me up to put some time in. And I was being so lazy that I did not move. And then, you know, and then when he holds back on me because, you know, I'm a dreamer and, you know, he constantly is showing me things. And then when he pulls back on me, he's like, okay, you don't give me no time? I'm not going to give you no time. So, you know, I know I really have to work on that. You know, it's not that God, you know, I know sometimes God will pull back to see if where our faith is at, you know, but thank God, you know, by having continual experiences with him, we know that he's always there and he has not left us. So, you know, we just have to hang in there and believe God and know that he is always on the scene, no matter what, whether he's quiet, whether he's watching us or, you know, whether he's trying to get our attention. But it takes experiences with God to know that when he doesn't answer right away, that it's for a reason and a purpose, and just keep the faith and keep praying and keep seeking him. You know, many times, you know, through this journey from the beginning, from when I first got saved, many situations I'm like, well, where is God and what is he doing and why isn't he moving and why am I going through this? But he always is always right on time, and it's for the making of us. So, you know, the more we mature in him, you know, he may pull back a little bit even longer here and there at different times to see if we're going to keep the faith. So I thank God for that. I thank him for it. It's a learning experience day by day. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies, for giving me your input and your insight, helping me to see clearer. I thank God for you, ladies. Love you, ladies. And I thank you for even standing with me in doing the radio show. I love you, ladies, and I appreciate all that you put in my life. I'm going to give you, ladies, your flowers on today because you are important in my life. And I thank God for you. And as Confident Woman does not have anything else to say, I believe this is going to be where we wrap it up now.
Yep.
Is anyone else? Everybody clear and free?
Yep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies, so you have a blessed and wonderful week, and I want you to know that you came into this world nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your faith for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continuously renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God, and that is created by Lisa Thomas, the founder of the Mind, Body, Spirit Clan. Thank you, ladies, again, and have a blessed week. Love you.
Love you, too.
Amen.
Bye.
Life. grateful.